for South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Scott Morgan. It's a misty Saturday morning in downtown Chester, and nobody is able to sleep in along Saluda Street between the Hill and Joe Collins Football Stadium. The clatter of 100 people or so and the high school drum band leading the way bring a few people out of their homes to see what's going on. It all sounds so very festive, until we get to the corner of Saluda and Foot. Heads bow, hands cross, and the marching stops. This is where a 22-year-old man named Unki Pendergrass used to live. The marchers pause for one of two moments of silence in front of this house en route to the stadium, where Pendergrass's mother, Venus, spoke.
I'm having a great day. I've left work, pull up in my driveway, and before I know it, I'm just out of this world. A month after my son was killed, I had to be hospitalized.
Unki Pendergrass is one of a growing list of names on a growing list of shootings in Chester. Since April, the city's seen nearly a dozen shootings. The latest ones to be fatal, at least as of this report, involved 36-year-old Andrew Johnson in early September and 14-year-old Jada Jones, who was killed after two men shot into her home in late August. These two recent deaths did not themselves spawn this event, called the March for Freedom from Gun Violence. They were tragic coincidence. Event organizer Larry Hill says the kernel of this rally in March goes back a long way.
I first started thinking about this maybe 20 years ago, when I first started seeing people being murdered in this town and nothing was being done about it.
Hill is an affable, optimistic ex-Marine in his mid-60s. And the slate of speakers at this rally all credit him for being the one to really get this event organized. And even though he's mulled the idea for two decades, Hill says that by June, when the official planning for this march began, he felt it was finally time to really get this community together.
Within the past couple of years, we've had a rash of killings that seem to be gang-related. And nobody has been brought to justice.
There have actually been arrests in some Chester killings. Two men, one 19 and the other 31, were charged with murdering Jada Jones in August, for instance. But there have been a lot of unsolved shootings here. About 130 calls to police for shots fired so far this year. 30 people, homes, and vehicles hit by gunfire, most unsolved. Both sets of numbers are higher than all of last year, with a little more than 3 months still to go in this one. Statistics like that in a town of less than 5,500 do more than startle residents. Wyona Hinton says her very sense of peace and safety is eroding.
I was outside the other night, and I heard this loud noise, and it was just a car. You should have seen me running the back of my house, because, you know, I didn't know whether it was gunshot or what. And we shouldn't have to live like that.
Fear of random gunfire is, in fact, so strong in Chester that City Administrator Stephanie Jackson called it out when she spoke to those who she called the courageous citizens who attended the rally.
And there were some people who just didn't have the courage to go out and join the march. So I want to thank you today, because I know, because I heard that there were some people today in the city of Chester, in the county of Chester, who were afraid to join this march because they thought that they may have gotten shot. You heard it too.
The march came and went without even a hint of violence to threaten it, but the anger and frustration that led to this gathering bubbled throughout the entire morning. Much of it centered on a culture of silence that speakers and residents said permeates this city and allows mostly young males to stash illegal guns in their homes. Jackson implored residents, especially parents, to break that silence.
Our city police have a saying, you see something, say something. I'm asking you to communicate with the law enforcement. Whatever you know, tell it.
Venus Pendergrass said something similar.
Tell the authorities before the cycle turns to you and your family, and you are grieving with sadness, unspeakable sadness, that tears your heart apart.
While speakers and organizers praised law enforcement for its recent efforts to address gun violence in the city, Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey says he is painfully aware of an unpleasant truth, that the people he most needs to sit down and talk with hate him. They don't trust him, he says, and they will need convincing that he's on their side. In the meantime, Wyona Hinton says the March for Freedom from Gun Violence is the first step to telling the world that Chester plans to fix its tarnished image and stop street-level violence.
After today, we will continue to fight for our neighborhood. We will continue to fight for our children, not necessarily marching, but we're going to be in the community to bring awareness to what's going on, because it's just too much going on. People shouldn't be afraid to sit on their porch.
Residents are starting a neighborhood watch and say they are looking to coordinate with Chester schools and civic organizations to make sure there's unity on one message, that gun violence in Chester needs to end. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.